Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
With your thoughts and prayers and comments and excuses, whatever you want to talk about today. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and that's what I want to talk about. 884-9910 if you've got something to be thankful for, but quick email. Remember, you have access to me whichever way, through the phone or my email at Monica, just Monica. Don't put just in there, please. Monica at evansbroadcast.com. Monica at evansbroadcast.com. Just like... Oh, that's right. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Either way, it's going to come to me. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. But John just sent me a quick email. I was talking about the arts. The woman who coordinates the ghetto third world socialist murals on buildings makes $1,000 a week and four pages of PERS benefits. Thank you, Mayor Hillary. Happy Thanksgiving from John and Reno. Well, thank you, John. Love your emails. All right. I want to share with you something that is pretty concerning. Pretty disheartening, too, from the way that we're moving. Do you know about PragerU? Have you ever watched there was a big uproar because Facebook was blocking and banning PragerU, and Twitter was getting involved. I mean, it's just, it really is a good thing to watch. Just search PragerU and get signed up with their emails and stuff. They're one of the emails that I get. So here we go. Startling new data shows that 70% of American millennials today are more supportive of socialism than ever before. 70% of millennials. Wow. They had a 36% jump in support for communism just this year. What are you going to do? What do we do about that? We take this four-day holiday and we visit with family and we talk to the younger generation, talk to the Gen Xers, talk to the millennials. It is so important that you have these discussions. I'm backing President Trump because of those magic words. The United States of America will never become a socialist country. It just cannot happen. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Hi, Derek. What would you like to mention today?
Hi, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Well, you're talking about socialism and capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, national socialism, yeah, I believe is what Venezuela and Bolivia were trying to do. And what that does is that nationalizes the natural resources to where the natural resources of the country, your timber, your oil, whatnot, goes for the people of the country, not just a few corporate people, you know, that make millions and billions, where there are people who are working for $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalism is a dog-eat-dog system. It's a debt system. National socialism makes sure everybody's housed and fed, but they have to work for it. There's no free handout. People need to research it because they're equating communism with national socialism. They're two different things.
Yeah,
so
we have
socialism in America here, but it's socialism for the bankers and the big corporations. always get billed out.
Everybody needs to do more research on everything. I mean, when you go back into history, the names that are all tied together, the Rothschilds and the Carnegies, and I mean, the list goes on. And it's just, it's scary crazy, but I'm so glad. Thank you, Derek, for the call. And I'm so glad you brought that up because, okay, think about this. Have you ever read Muth's Truths? Chuck Muth? He always puts this out. You should check this for yourself. But he's got this listing for the true meaning of Thanksgiving. And I love this as we talk about socialism. And there's so many different ways to colonialism. And there's all kinds of different things to call it. But in his writings for today, I love this. If people can access the same stuff by working less, they will. Plymouth settlers. He's going all the way to the Pilgrims when this all started. Plymouth settlers faked illness instead of working the common property. The harvest was meager, and for 2 years, there was famine. But then the colony's governor, William Bradford, wrote that they should set corn every man for his own particular. So they dropped the commons idea. And he assigned to every family a parcel of land to treat as its own. And that's when things started working out. Wasn't the only thing about the Plymouth colony that sounds like it was from Karl Marx. Its labor was to be organized according to the different capabilities of the settlers. People would produce according to their abilities and consume according to their needs. Sure sounds familiar. But let's go back into history for another thing on this Thanksgiving weekend. And I hope I can read this whole thing to you beforehand. Go back in history. Have you seen this? It's the Thanksgiving Proclamation, October 3rd, or the way they used to do it, 3rd of October, 1789. This was by President George Washington. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to improve His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed and acknowledging with grateful hearts the many single favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all that, or of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for this kind, for this care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for a single and manifold mercies and the favorable interpossessions of this providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty, which we have since enjoyed for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted for for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he hath placed, or he hath been pleased to confer upon us. I was trying to shorten it there, so I say placed. And also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers, our supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed. Imagine that. Obeyed to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October in the year of our Lord, 1789. George Washington. If you want to look that up, that's actually in the founders.archives.gov. You know, things that liberals try to erase, things that the Democrats are trying to erase. Remember why we have Thanksgiving. And look at what you have around you. And if you're not in a camp out in the middle of nowhere with no one and nothing, then you're blessed. And give thanks for it and talk to your family. Saw another one of those stories on Facebook. No, I was on Twitter, actually, reading people's comments. Woman says she loves her aunt, but because her aunt voted for Trump, they haven't spoken in 2.5 years. Seriously? Presidents are going to come and go. Politics and policies are going to change. Family? Family's forever. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk, whatever you want to talk about. Even if you don't want to be thankful for something. 884-9910. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local at 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Let's go to the phone lines on this day before Thanksgiving and check in with Kelly today. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to all
happy
you other
Happy Thanksgiving.
As a grandma used to call me, I'm like, say it, say happy Thanksgiving. And I'm no rocket surgeon or mathematician, but I would think that those that are buying 2 tickets to Burning Man could actually buy half of a beef cow and feed your neighbors.
You know, I look at it the same way. The people who are so concerned, you know, what are they actually doing to help the homeless? Today or tomorrow is going to be a big day of giving. The homeless are going to get new coats and they're going to get free food from Catholic Charities and all the other different organizations. But what about the rest of the time? People are going to say, well, I go down and I help serve food at the shelters and things, but Is that just during the holidays? What do you do every other day of the week? So we can all do a little to help those with nothing who are just truly down and out. So, Kelly, thanks for being there for people, and thanks for mentioning the fact that there are some people out there that are just hypocrites. There goes Kelly. What do you want to talk about today? 884-9910. Tomorrow, hopefully you're doing your traveling today, and hopefully you're being careful out on the roads because they are slick, they're icy. Some places got more snow than others. It's gorgeous out there. But if you are on the roads, I know you're a good driver. I know you pay attention. Just watch out for the other guys, okay? It always seems to be the other guys. Leave you with this little thought before we head into another Fox News break, and that is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is at it again. Hopefully, we're going to get that changed. Yes, the notoriously anti-Trump Ninth Federal Judicial Circuit. And that is, it just, when you hear things like this, it just makes you crazy of how the liberals are so against you making a living and being able to support your family and have a good life. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Simon, sitting in Portland, Oregon. Yes, Portland, Oregon, has issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration's requirements, or requirement that immigrants either obtain health insurance or demonstrate they can pay for medical care before the State Department grants them visas. What's wrong with that? If we don't provide medical insurance for ourselves, our government fines us. The presidential candidates running for the Democrat seat, it's all about free health care, especially for illegals. And it's sad to say that even this state is turning into just look the other way. Sisolak didn't get his way when it came to a sanctuary state. But I figure that's coming in the next legislative session. It is. Figured he'd start out small. So he sucked Las Vegas into being a sanctuary city. The argument in Washoe County, coming from government officials versus the people. The government here in Reno says we are not a sanctuary city. They are a welcoming city. If you turn a blind eye to people in this country who are here illegally that are committing crimes, I don't care what you call yourself. You're a sanctuary city and you're breaking the law and you're breaking the will of the people. Nothing is more important than securing this country. Look at who was detained and arrested in the last batch with U.S. Customs and Immigration down at the border. It's not just Mexicans. It's not just Hispanics. It's not just Latin Americans. Stop saying that people are racist because they want a wall and they want security. The southern border is so porous. People from Asia, people from Europe, people from the Middle East, people from Africa are coming through the southern border illegally. Stop listening to the politicians and start listening to the people who are actually doing the job of detaining these people. And make sure that you follow fair FairUS.org. It's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. FairUS.org. That's one of the things that we're supposed to be thankful for, that we are in a secure nation. Well, somewhat secure. But it's getting better. More wall being built every day. And as soon as they celebrate Thanksgiving, they'll be back to work on that wall this weekend. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you are able to enjoy it. Trust me, I will not be talking about politics on Thursday or Friday, because we all need a break from it. But if you've got a millennial in your household, now is the time to give them a real education. Put all the food out on the plates and, you know, or out on the table. And then your millennial who wants socialism, don't give them a plate. And you pretend to be the government. And then you give them what you think they should have. Just another lesson in socialism, or communism, as some people like to say. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox News.
Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that
but it is the best. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thanksgiving. Say it to you now, since I won't be able to be with you tomorrow. I will be helping hang Christmas decorations. That's our thing. That's our family tradition here. As you join the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910, if there's something that you would like to let everybody know that you're thankful, your opinion. What I'm thankful for is that we have a president who has got the cojones to do what he's doing and just lets all the negativity roll off his back. And he's funny. So as you join the Monica Jay Show, if you missed this, if you missed the turkey pardoning yesterday, then you really missed our president being at his best. So as he was doing the turkey pardoning, the president added to his speech, "Thankfully, bread and butter have been successfully raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday." If that weren't funny enough, it's true. Hundreds of people have. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But bread and butter, I should note, unlike previous witnesses, you and I have met. The man is so funny and so calm under pressure. Being thankful that I actually had the chance to meet him and shake his hand, and you just get a vibe from people. You just get a vibe. You feed off of their energy. And right now, we have the right person in the White House for this country. And in 2020, we will continue to have the right person. It's funny how things, once are pushed through, transcripts start coming out. The whole thing for this impeachment now was the whole holding back of money to the Ukraine, that people were just, oh, they were in danger, up in arms. Lives were at stake. American policy. Well, you know, we have one of these things called the Office of Management and Budget. Another one of those offices in D.C. The official transcript has just been released from the deposition of Mark Sandy. Now, he is an official at the White House Office of Management and Budget. OMB is what they call it. OMG should have been more like it. OMB was allegedly instructed to withhold aid to Ukraine because President Donald Trump was concerned. And you know what he was concerned about? He wasn't concerned about corruption. He wasn't concerned about the Bidens. From the official transcript now, from Mark Sandy, just released, the president was concerned about other countries not contributing more to Ukraine. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like something our president would say? Hell yes, it does. What did he do when he sat down at all those summits with all of the other countries' leaders and with the UN? America ain't footing the bill anymore. Yes, we want to make sure that people remain safe around the world, but not entirely on the backs of American taxpayers. That's exactly what they're trying to do with this whole climate crisis, that everything is going to be over in 10 years, that they've been saying for the last 40 years, and we have sound of them saying it for the last 40 years, that the world's going to end in 10. They should have got their story straight back then and, you know, started out a little bit further out. Oh, it's going to end in 40 years. It's going to end in 30 years. You know, do more of a countdown rather than this anticipation of every 10 years, the world being over because of climate change. It's just a lie, people. It's just a wanting of more control over you, what you do, your money. And that's all it is. For some people, the millions and billions of dollars they have is never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough. They want to make sure that you are also in submission. That's why I say, be thankful today and tomorrow and through the entire weekend. Be thankful for what you have. Because if a Democrat gets into the White House, and I'm going to throw it out there ever again, then you're just going to lose what you have. Look at the parties. Do you want socialism? Do you want atheism, big government, redefining marriage, anti-guns, higher taxes, illegal immigration? Anyone can vote. Anti-police, anti-ICE, open borders, Obamacare, activist judges, welfare enablement, and sanctuary cities. What political party do you believe that is? Because it sure as heck ain't the Republicans. It's the Democrats. And whether it be the 2020 election, whether it be the 2024 election, 2028, if a Democrat ever gets in power completely, we're done for. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jean this morning. Hi, Jean. You want to talk about the Republican Party?
Well, the how the Democrats are accusing the Republican Party of, you know, to me, they have falsely accused us of, and called us every name that they can think of and come up with. And to me, that's dehumanizing people like Hitler done. To me, they are the Hitler Party. To me, the Democrat Party is just a cold-blooded, murderous, anti-humanist party. And they want to destroy America and bring it down. And to me, I think they have done it. It just hasn't showed up yet. But I think they have succeeded, you know, of destroying it. And I don't think it's just people here in America behind it. I think it's worldwide, and that they want to destroy this nation. And I think they've succeeded. But I'd like to ask the millennials and anybody else out there that wants a socialist government, or, you know, some of those other ways, you know, what have they ever thought why they believe what they believe? Have they ever thought the reason behind it? Why do they stand for that? Is it because they want free stuff? There's no such thing as free stuff. You pay a price, and the price they're going to pay, if they're not careful, to me, my opinion in all of this, is to lose America and every freedom and every right that we've ever had, the greatest nation that was ever created. They are going to throw it away and lose it if they're not careful and open their eyes and figure out the reason that they stand for what they stand for. I stand for it because I want freedom for my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. I want them to have the same opportunities and freedoms and privileges that I did growing up. And if they throw America away under the bus, as they say, you know, that's what they're losing to me. That's my opinion in all this.
You know, Gene, they didn't just throw it under the bus. They've actually backed the bus up and driven over it a couple more times. You know, it is that bad. And I agree with you wholeheartedly with everything that you just said, because we are to the point that, you know, there's a lot of things we have to go back and fix and get back. It's not just losing things now. We've already lost freedoms.
Yes. But let me ask you another thing, Monica. If America falls, you know, and to me, I mean, you know, I think, as they say, it's written, it's there, you know, and if America falls, what's going to take its place? I mean, what language is everybody going to speak in? Is there going to be one language? Are we all going to have to use one language and have one religion? Or are we all going to have, you know, one world government, and the rule of law? It's just going to be wide open, corruption, and anything and everything goes. What's going to replace it?
That's exactly what's going to replace it. That's exactly what's going to replace it. Just what you said, Jane. It's going to be one world government. And you are going to be answering to each government entity that's going in, like the United States or, you know, whatever they want to call themselves at the time. You will be answering to one world government controlled by, it's already set in place, the United Nations. That's why they turn people against law enforcement. That's why they turn people against religions. The UN, we already have Omar saying that the UN needs to come in and take care of the border situation. No, they don't. Now they're saying that the UN needs to come in and take care of the homeless situation. No, they don't. These are the things for us to take care of.
When did America, in my opinion, lose its mind and go insane? And have they lost all history references? Do they never think of what happened in history when total dictators was in rule, how they just stomped on the people and took everything, used them, abused them, and just murdered willy-nilly, as they say?
Well, because we don't teach that anymore in history. History is being rewritten. There's even wars between the American Indian War in educational systems. That's not even going to be taught anymore. You know, it's just incredible what they're doing, because, no, these kids that are coming through the education system now, they're even changing things online for when you're trying to search things. It started happening, you know, literally back when they were fighting the electricity wars.
Well, to me, what's going on right now, in my opinion, is, you know, it's rich people and people who want to be dominant rulers, the powerful, the rich and the powerful, who want it all, who don't want the poor and the rest of us to have even a share. And that's what socialism and communism does out there, people. Read the books, mm-hmm. read the history, check out facts instead of listening. Be a, you know, listen to these 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 days, heads are talking, these soap operas, so-called news medias out there. Read the books, read the history, read the facts, get connected with reality, not something way out there in the wild blue yonder, because most of what I can see they're going on is not real. It's trumped up, made up, and I don't mean that. It's, you know, you know.
No, we knew the term trumped up before he became president.
Yeah, I'm not referring to him. But, you know, the reason, you know, that I voted for him was because I wanted to save America for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and anybody and everybody else out there, to keep that evil, that lawlessness, and that total dictation and domination of the world from coming into play. That's the way I thought of it. That's how I saw it. That's the reason I voted for him.
But, you know, Gene,
and
a lot of us are going to. And, Gene, I would make one recommendation to you, and that is for your grandchildren, keep any history books you may have, because history is being rewritten in the education system as well. And every year we produce these new education books for the kids. They're rewritten. That's why capitalism is now racist in education books. So keep those history books from way back when, because a real education, you're going to need it. Grab as many books as you can on the Federalist Papers and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and stick them away, because that's probably going to be contraband before we know it. Gene, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you have a blessed and very happy Thanksgiving with your family. And speaking up. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. We'll be back in just minutes. 884-9910. If you've got a last thought to get in today, I know I have mine. Stick around. We're going to wrap up the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You can participate. Oh, got that one. You can participate online. You can go to my email, monica@991fmtalk.com. I will be checking my emails through the weekend as well. And on the phone, 884-9910. Let's go to Patrick right now. Happy Thanksgiving, Patrick.
That's why I called, Monica, to wish you and all the listeners. I'm not going to make any comment. I said the guy be 10 seconds, and that's it. So have a great Thanksgiving. Drive safe if you're driving, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Patrick. Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
So that's the thing. Be safe. Be happy. Talk to your family. Talk to the kids. Don't let it just go by that you're eating and slumped in front of the television, watching football. I know the football is important, especially for the guys. A lot of women out there enjoy it too. But the parade, hey, if the balloons aren't flying, just turn it off. Let it go. And talk to the family. Democrats are pretty scared right now that American voters are going to interfere in the 2020 election. Let's keep that fear up. And let's make sure that we're voting America first. I know it's a concept to a lot of people out there, the millennials especially. But America and Americans first. I'm so glad you joined me today. I know a lot of people running around. It's going crazy. And let's see. I just got an email from somebody. I listen to you every morning when I go feed the animals. I'm from Smith Valley and just moved back. I was in D.C. for 6 years, worked for Heritage, Koch Leadership Institute, and on the Hill for a Congress member from California. I really appreciate you talking about capitalism versus socialism. My generation needs to read some more books, read some history. Very grateful for your voice and your wisdom. Jen, thank you so much. That is, wow. I am going to think about that for my Thanksgiving. That's what I'm thankful for, to be able to be here and be a voice for everybody. And I do mean everybody, because I care about the liberals. I care about them not understanding what this country was founded upon. Remember, it was George Washington who designated and celebrated this day way back when. Was it 1789? And this is why we're still celebrating it today. Don't let the vegans tell you not to have turkey. Don't let the liberals say stop traveling and visiting your family. It's okay to do those things because we live in America. We've got Fox News specials tomorrow and on Friday. So give a listen, because we're always going to be here for you. We're here for the homeless. We're here for those who can't put that meal on the table. We're here for companies. We are here for everybody. It's live and local FM talk from a local company, Evans Broadcast. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be safe, and know that I'm thinking about you every minute of every day. God bless.